to another edition of The Square and the Round, the award-winning podcast hosted by me, Chris Kelly, and B.B. Shea, Square and Round.
What's going on, man?
Good to see you, sir.
Absolutely, good to see you,
always.
Too.
Should say that this is being recorded before you do your 999 challenge.
Exactly,
it'll
yes.
be next week when we find
out
about
we'll
your
999
challenge.
We'll have to document it next
challenge.
Time, yeah.
Exactly. An interesting survey I just read just yesterday. It was about Ellen DeGeneres. And Ellen DeGeneres is doing one more Netflix special, and that's it. And she's like, you won't hear from me again. And she's kind of mad because she was perceived as mean, you know, on her show. Remember that?
Yeah.
And she said, well, I had everything going great, and everybody liked me, and then suddenly somebody said that I was mean. So she said, now I'm old, mean, and gay, and so I'm going to do one more Netflix special, and I'm going to disappear. You know, she didn't like that. Okay, are you a fan of
No.
it? You don't like Ellen?
I hate Ellen DeGeneres.
Why do you hate Ellen
DeGeneres? She's a psycho.
Why do you
she
think
is that? Mean.
Why do you think
I
so?
I just don't, I've never found her funny.
Really?
Yes. No. They'll think
oh, I found her funny.
The best thing she did was Dory, and it's because you didn't
oh,
have,
the voice
it's because you didn't have to see her face. No, I can't stand her. I think she's a psycho. She probably is mean. I believe every bit of that.
Well, I want to come back to that, but you know, do you know the first thing she did as a stand-up comedian the first time? Do you know her opening act, how
no.
she got into stand-up?
No.
She was working, I believe, at an open mic night, or there with her friends.
Yeah.
And her friends said, you need to get up there and do something. And she planned, so it was like an open mic night to win $100 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she bought a cheeseburger, a Burger King, like Whopper, and went up on the stage like 20 minutes after she bought it. And she said, isn't it annoying? And she did not plan this now. She didn't have anything planned before that moment. She goes, isn't it annoying, don't you think, when people are eating and as they're talking to you, they take, and then she took a bite of the burger. And she was like, they take a bite and then they don't get to, and then she took another bite. And she wound up doing 5 minutes and never said anything, but she ate the entire burger. And the whole point was, and the crowd loved it.
That's actually really
smart. She just thought of it.
Yeah.
She just thought of it. So right then, her friends told her, well, you could do this. So then she started writing stuff. And then she got, this is Ellen DeGeneres. You ever heard her phone call to God? That's what put her on the map. She was struggling. She was gay. And she knew it, but nobody else did. And she was down on her luck. And she had roaches. And it was awful. And she wrote a bit called Phone Call to God. And so she would, like, she would call heaven and be on a, like, a prop phone or just in her hand, I guess. And she would say, like, okay, I need to get through this, Ellen. And she's like, oh, you need me to hold? Okay. And they put her on hold. And she would sing, like, Onward, Christian Soldiers. Like, it's the old hold
music. Yeah.
Well, Johnny Carson's people saw it. She did it in a nightclub. Somebody from Johnny Carson saw it. She did it on The Tonight Show. And, of course, the rest is history.
Okay.
For Ellen. And forever, she had everything going for her. Of course, she came out as gay. And she was ignored. And then she got her show. And right to the top.
Yeah.
But it was the fact that when, I think what brought her down was, everybody thought she was so nice.
Yeah.
And she, according to you, she was pretending to be nice and in reality was not a good, nice person. So when you're disingenuous like that, it brings you down. But what she says is, I'm nice. I'm just a tough boss. You know, the people these days can't take a little harsh treatment or criticism. Like when I was coming along, man, they'd just tell you what they thought of you.
Yeah.
People in charge would tell you, you're screwing up here. You know, you're terrible. Yeah. So I don't know. You think she really is mean, though.
I do think so. And I have no reason to back that up. I have no proof behind that.
Hard for us
That's
to know,
That's just
really.
Something
Hard
that I think is
know.
True.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I never loved her on her show.
Yeah.
I always thought she pandered to the audience. And actually, when guests would come out, I did think she said things were a little rude. You know, she was kind of known for that, I suppose. I never loved it
either. You know, she had this game called Ellen's Game of Games.
Yeah, I know that.
Where literally she would sit there.
Yeah.
And then people would get like low-key tortured.
Yeah, scared.
And then she would just laugh about
I know,
it. Like all her job was to do was to
laugh
about
at
it.
People
and I'm
being
like,
tortured.
That's kind of weird, dude.
I know.
There's no point of you being here.
But then again, now television shows, especially game shows, many years ago, they would find somebody who was talented and could host a game show. Now they just get a celebrity.
Oh, absolutely.
They just get Michael Strahan.
Uh-huh.
You know, Wheel of Fortune just, Pat Sajak left, so they get Ryan Seacrest, you know?
Ryan Seacrest, I think, is the last
of
those people.
I agree, because he did American Idol.
He did American Idol, and he's on radio.
I agree.
And
he's hosted
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I agree with you.
There's no more of those people, though.
Maybe Ken Jennings, because he was just a contestant on the show.
Yeah.
But now, when game shows pop up, it's somebody you already know.
It's Jenna Bush Hager.
Exactly.
It's who, you know.
I totally agree. And I think Ryan Seacrest is the last of it.
Now, if there was somebody to get to replace Pat, he makes sense.
Oh, I agree.
I thought it was the right
choice.
Yeah, I think he's better than that, though, but that's fine.
Well, but don't you... I think you mentioned that. Maybe he is, but... It's an easy paycheck.
You're right. Yeah.
He does everything else.
Yeah.
He fits perfectly. Plus, he's probably almost 50 now. So it's like, I'll do this for 20 years and be done.
True.
You know, don't you think that's what he's
thinking?
Yeah,
you're probably right.
Here's the whole point. I read this, and this came from Ellen, and it was, I saw it on Reddit, and it was people that are perceived as, oh, cool or nice, but for whatever reason, you just think underneath the surface, they're not.
Okay.
All right. So
okay.
I'll run down a few.
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest is the very first one. He's always bubbly.
Yeah.
And somebody said on Reddit, he's the type of guy that has a well in his basement and a yard full of buried bones. Is it possible?
I bet he is an a-hole, but he can be. I'm okay with him being an a-hole.
Yeah.
I don't think he necessarily puts himself off as a super nice guy.
Yeah, maybe.
He's not out there like doing, you don't hear about Ryan Seacrest's charitable ventures. You know what I mean?
He's got them, though. Don't you think he's got one at that
possibly,
level?
Probably. Yeah. But Ryan Seacrest makes money. That's what he does.
A ton.
And I'm okay with him.
He's also not opinionated at all. I saw an interview with him once, and he just wouldn't give anybody any. He's no opinions.
Yeah.
And he's compared to vanilla ice cream. And at the end of the interview, he's like, well, vanilla goes with everything. So
exactly.
that's what I want to be. And
but the best thing I think Ryan Seacrest did, you ever see Knocked Up?
Yeah, the one where, the
like,
5 minutes
his
in
one little
it.
Second where he was cussing about celebrities.
Yeah. That was Knocked Up.
That really kind of pulled the curtain back on him a little bit, you know?
I like Knocked Up.
Yeah, even though he was playing a role.
Right.
That was really cool. But,
well, he's playing himself.
Yeah.
But yeah. I thought it was funny.
Oh, I love Knocked Up.
I think it's
funny. Oh, it was so great.
I like Seth Rogen in that.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little bit long, but I thought
it was a little
long. But I like her. I like the woman from ER.
Catherine Heigl. Yeah.
Yeah, she was on Grey's Anatomy.
She kind of fell off, too.
Totally.
Yeah.
What happened to her?
I have no clue. I think she is another one who is tough to work with.
Oh, I agree.
Apparently, she's tough to work with.
I've heard a lot about that. I've heard Elaine from Seinfeld, very difficult to work with.
Really?
Julia
Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah. I've
heard. That's tough to believe for me.
A lot of celebrities. And I just recently heard that Ashton Kutcher is an A1 a-hole.
That's surprising to me, too.
I know, because he's from Iowa.
Yeah, he seems like a down-to-earth cat.
He's one that drove out to California with nothing. Of course, he was like 17 or 18, but he's so good-looking.
He looked like that.
And
take that risk.
He got that 70s show almost instantly. But yeah, Seacrest was one. Another was, and these are people you just feel are not that nice. I've always said it about Tom Hanks.
Yes, 100%.
You think that's true?
I could totally see that, yes.
I think Tom Hanks, at his core, is selfish and jerky, but never lets it be seen.
I think he knows I'm Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
I'm one of the greatest actors ever. It is what it is.
And I think he's so savvy. If he sees somebody in Central Park getting married, he'll go over and be like, hey, I'm Tom Hanks, and make their day.
This isn't going to upset anybody.
I think he does it because he knows it'll go viral. It's like, oh my gosh, look how nice Tom Hanks is.
Yeah.
Really, he just takes those opportunities.
Exactly.
I feel like he can, I don't even know why I feel that, but bubbling under the surface.
I could see it.
Tom Hanks is not a nice guy. Let's see, the other Chip and Joanna Gaines from the, do you know them? They're the HGTV couple.
They do the home renos and stuff.
What do you think?
I feel like they could be nice people.
It's possible.
I feel like, and I know this is kind of weird, but I feel like he is probably cooler than she is.
One person said, on the show, Chip once found a dead cockroach in a home they were remodeling. He put it in his mouth to be funny. That's psychotic. And that's why I know he's not a nice person.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's psychotic.
I don't think that's
psychotic,
but it doesn't
mean
you're not
funny.
Doesn't mean you're not a nice person. Somebody said Mr. Beast.
I disagree.
Yeah, I do too.
I feel like he's a really cool guy.
It seems like he genuinely just wants to give things away and is a nice guy.
Well, the fact of the matter is, I don't know how much you know about him.
Not
but
hardly anything.
He could be so rich.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Yeah.
I mean, he makes great money. Don't get me wrong. He's living fine.
Yeah.
But he could be a lot wealthier than he actually is. He dumps all of his money into his projects.
Yes.
Which I respect.
Well, and I respect that too. Plus, he walks around and like gives some money away.
Very altruistic. Very charitable. Yeah.
And I think that's what's made him so likable.
Yeah.
So you don't think in 10 years we're going to find out, oh, he treats people horribly like Ellen? I don't see it.
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I think that as long as he's been around and as big of a magnifying glass that's on him, I feel like something should have come out already.
I think one on this list is Gwyneth Paltrow. I think she could be tough. She's tough.
I've got no interest. No.
You don't like Gwyneth Paltrow?
Not a big fan. Never really have been.
I haven't either. I'm not an enormous Gwyneth Paltrow fan. I do think she's been in a couple of movies I'm sure I've liked.
When they cut her head off in Seven, I was like, it was the best thing.
Put her head in the box.
Yeah, that was the best thing that's
ever
happened
in this
movie.
Contagion. They got her in that one too, man.
Yeah,
early.
Then she passed. She
oh, she's, the first, she's patient one. She's patient number one. That was like a pre-COVID COVID.
That was, dude.
God almighty.
That was wild.
You watch Contagion.
Yeah.
And it is exactly like what happened with COVID, except it was even deadlier.
And it came out, what, 13 years earlier? 10 years earlier?
Yeah, at least 10 years earlier. And I watched it. But, you know, I never, ever thought, oh, this could happen.
This could happen.
I know. But, of course, COVID wasn't nearly as deadly. And that disease and contagion was like everybody was dying.
Yeah.
You know, it was like instead of 1% of the population dying, it was like 40%.
Yeah.
You know, it was rough. But they were rushing to get a vaccine, and nobody fought against taking it. You know, everybody wanted the vaccine
absolutely
so badly, which they
got. I think that – never mind. Go ahead.
No, you should say it.
Oh, God.
You should just let it out there.
I feel like the thing in contagion, the virus in contagion was a little bit more deadly than COVID was.
It was.
It was 100%. Like, it was actually – not to say people didn't die from COVID.
Yeah, but the
– but it was like, this, you're dead.
And interestingly about – I would recommend contagion. I thought it was very good. For whatever reason, some people just didn't get it. And they were studying, they didn't know why.
Yeah.
You know, Matt Damon was her husband. He didn't get it.
Never got it.
Never got it. And he was, you know, he had been around her a lot. She, well, spoiler on the ending, man. It's basically the same thing. Some bat drops a banana into a pig pen.
That's exactly what happened. Yes.
And the pig is served to Gwyneth Paltrow in a restaurant in China, and she brings it home.
Yeah.
She brings it back to the United States. Brutal.
Do you ever wonder if, like, COVID was a cover up for, like, this is very conspiracy theory, but like, do you ever notice how time's been moving different ever since COVID?
You think time has moved differently since COVID?
Yes. Do you feel like that?
I feel like it's going faster.
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
I feel like we entered a time warp, but they couldn't explain that to us because we couldn't grasp it.
Yeah.
So they had to mask it with something different.
Wow.
There's a major change that's happening.
Wow.
But you guys won't understand what's really happening.
Right.
So this is what we told you it was.
What a theory. My
goodness.
I know
it's very out there.
Oh, yeah.
But
why would people get sick? Is that because of the time changing?
Maybe they had to create something.
Yes.
In order for us to go through this.
Yes. But so you
because
think.
Because the world kind of stopped for
a while.
A few
years. Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not the only person who thinks that time is moving exponentially faster. I don't remember the last 4 years.
They're quick. They're really quick.
Like it should. I think it should really only be 2022.
But don't they just say, my mother always told me this, that the older you get, the faster time moves.
True.
So I'm older. We're all older than we were 4 years ago. So the time. But it I mean, I never give credence to any of your conspiracy theories.
Of course. And I know it's hokey. I know it's a weird thing to think, but
I just do think time is moving quickly. I mean, it seems that way anyway. But I mean, I know this is so cliche to say, but you know, we're over halfway through the year and it just doesn't seem like this year just seems like nothing.
But like 2015 through 2019, like I kind of remember that span.
Well, yeah.
2020 through 2023, like that was just...
Well, COVID was a lot of... Yeah, it was like...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, and I'll say this to you. Like Trump was... He's about to be elected again, probably.
Yeah.
He was elected in 2016. That's 8 years.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. It is crazy. I agree.
2016
years.
Was 8 years ago, dude.
That does seem crazy. But I do believe a lot of that is you start working and you get into it and your days are fast, you know, and it's like it goes by quickly. I mean, that's
maybe.
What else can you say?
Yeah.
But I don't ever believe in any conspiracy theories.
Sure. Yeah.
I am
you're probably smart for that reason.
But I don't think I am because we just talked last week about the assassination attempt on President Trump. And it's like, who knows what really happened? But I hear all these conspiracy theories and I always just go, no. I just believe what they tell me on the news.
Yes.
Which a lot of people think I'm simple and stupid for that.
But
I do
think that that's
most of the time.
I think that's, I don't think there's a problem with
that. That's the way I live.
I wish that I could do that instead of like constantly overthinking stuff.
Here's another guy that people think, and now I think it has come to fruition. He used to be thought of as Mr. Nice Guy, Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, done.
But as soon as he slapped.
You know what's funny? I don't disagree that he's a nice guy. He probably is a nice guy. He can't make up for that, though. He had one bad moment, and that was enough.
Well, I've always heard you should never be judged by your worst moment. But yet I do judge him for that. And I don't think he can make up for it. But, most of my friends say it's all because he's under the spell of his wife, of Jada Pinkett.
Yes.
You know? Do you agree with this? This is back to the Will Smith slap now. I may have told you this, I may have said it on this podcast, I don't know. But Bill Maher, I remember his reaction to it was like, this slap is a microcosm of society. Somebody makes a joke, okay, Chris Rock makes the joke, Will Smith laughs at it. Okay. First he laughs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then he looks to his wife and sees, uh-oh, I shouldn't have laughed at that. I need to be instantly offended and instantly take my retribution.
Yeah.
So he walks up and slaps him across the jaw for something he's laughed at 15 seconds earlier.
Yeah.
It's like the world. Something happens. Mm-hmm. Somebody says something. You think it's mildly funny. Then others tell you you're supposed to be offended by this. You are offended, and you immediately go and cancel whatever just said.
Either you laugh or you don't react.
Right. Yes. Yes.
And then
you have to wait to see.
You have to go see how other people are supposed to react.
Other people are reacting to it. Exactly. I know.
Which most people.
I think that's true. I think
you're 100% right. I think that was a great.
I like him. I like Bill Maher, and I think he's got a good analysis on that.
Yeah, that was a great. Yeah, that was
fun. I think that's right on. And I think
agree.
He's a deep thinker. You should go on his podcast and smoke weed with him. He's a weed guy.
To.
Oh, he's a weed
I'd love
guy.
To.
Like you wouldn't believe.
He smokes on a show, don't he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
has. Well, he has bigger names on than we have.
Of course.
We have each other.
Yeah.
He has like John Mellencamp smoke weed and talk.
Yeah.
Bill Burr comes on, they smoke weed, they talk.
Yeah.
Exactly. Actually, Bill Burr said on Mars podcast that he thinks the era of being canceled is over, that you're not going to be canceled. But I don't really agree with that. I think
eventually it will be over.
You think?
I think the millennials, the elder millennials, are the ones doing a lot of the canceling. And I think that the Gen Z
will stop.
I don't think they care.
Well, Gen Z is interesting. Are you Gen Z, aren't you?
I'm a millennial. I'm a younger millennial.
Yeah, Gen Z is what, like 18?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've got two of them, and I can tell you they don't care about much.
No, they don't. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, you know, I'm Gen X, and we were very apathetic.
Yeah.
And the millennials came along and got very involved in social politics and stuff like that. And I don't know that Gen Z is as much.
No, I don't think so either.
Maybe not. Because you know why? They're the kids of Generation X.
That's a good point.
Well, I have Gen Z. I have Gen Zers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not that socially active. In fact, I'm not socially active at all.
It's like you're aware, but you're not like.
Exactly. I never really take a stand.
You're not hitting the pavement or anything.
I'm never going to stand out with a picket sign in my hand. I'll never do that.
Okay.
Well, I can't say never. If something horrible happened, let's say, to my family, I might do that. You know, that's when I might go out and.
It's got to happen to you first.
Yeah, which is really a bad thing to say, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm involved. I vote in a way, but I don't hit the streets.
Yeah.
You're right. I don't. I mean, that's a failure of mine, I suppose. Jimmy Fallon. Is he really as nice as he seems? And Jonah Hill, who I know you like.
Oh, man.
I think Jonah Hill is a cool guy. I like him.
I think Jonah Hill's a cool guy.
Yeah.
I think that Jimmy Fallon's probably nice.
Yeah.
I just think he's not genuine.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like Kimmel or Fallon or Stephen Colbert?
I like Kimmel.
Do you?
Yeah.
I never have liked Kimmel.
I like Kimmel's past.
Mm-hmm.
He used to do funny stuff.
Yes. I used to like Kimmel before he was on the late night show. He was hosting shows on Comedy Central I thought were funny.
Yeah, like when he would go do roasts and stuff.
Yeah, very
that
fine.
Was amazing.
I feel like he had, and I know this has, God, been said a million times, I think he has gotten way too political.
He did. Yeah,
I hate that.
He got a little too.
That's why I like Fallon.
Yeah.
We were just talking about, I like Fallon better than Kimmel or Colbert because they're all like, on politics.
Yeah.
Like,
but I mean, you know, Fallon's had Trump on the show.
Yes.
And talked to him. I'm
but
like,
he didn't ask, according to everybody roasted Fallon because he didn't ask him like tough questions.
That's not what Jimmy Fallon's supposed to do.
That's how I am.
That's not Jimmy Fallon's supposed to do.
Like
Jimmy Fallon's supposed to have fun.
Yeah.
We're not trying to bring you down
right.
or try to expose everybody.
But Kimmel would go after
yeah,
Trump,
absolutely.
Which is
yeah.
a totally different. But they're the same show, you know,
yeah.
the same.
But I mean, but as far as the shows go, I like Fallon's show. I like Kimmel, but I think Kimmel's funnier.
I think I agree.
But Fallon's show's better because it's entertainment, dude. It's not supposed to be serious.
But but the truth is, I haven't watched any of those shows since David Letterman left, and I loved him.
Yeah.
I think Johnny Carson and David Letterman were the standards. And actually, the one time I've seen Kimmel in the last 10 years, Letterman was on the show.
Okay.
And basically what I got out of that is I really miss Letterman.
Gotcha.
You know, I loved him.
Letterman was so before my time. He was around, but he was before my time.
Yeah, when he was doing really incredible stuff, he was on at 12:30 on NBC, and he was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, he was amazing. He broke the mold on that. I mean, stuff that you'd look at and go, God, it's genius. It's so simple, but it's genius.
Yeah.
And he was just fantastic. I mean, he really was. This is like 82 to 93
yeah.
know, when he was just.
And that was totally just past
yeah, that's
my,
not your time.
Yeah.
That's not your at all. What about Jonah Hill? Some people say the way he interacts with other people makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think Jonah's very. I think Jonah, he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that. I think we have similar senses of humor.
Yeah. Well, you look alike.
Not that I can, you know, back that up by anything.
I do. I think you do.
And, you know, people can, like, I don't know. I just, I have a tendency to, like, make people feel weird when I talk to them. So,
You do that. I always feel weird when I talk to you.
Exactly.
And I think maybe that's with Jonah Hill. But if you were a celebrity, maybe we'd say he is not a nice person.
No, absolutely. Yeah,
you probably wouldn't be. I heard Jonah Hill tell a story once on Howard Stern that he was gambling in Vegas in like a private room, and there was a black comedian there and a bunch of black guys. I don't remember who the black comedian was, but they're gambling and just hitting it off, and it's just he's the only white guy. He and maybe one other guy. They're the only white guy. And it's getting very late, and one of them says, "Let's go up to my room, and we'll keep gambling, and we'll, you know, get some whatever." They were going to party. Let's keep partying up in the room. And so they all get into an elevator together. So it's Jonah Hill, maybe one other white guy, and seven or eight black guys. And they all start making jokes like, "Hey, we're doing this, we're doing that, we're, you know, blah." And it's just joke, joke, joke. Yeah. And Jonah Hill says, "Yeah, we're in here, we're all just going to blow each other." All those black people looked at him like, no.
Well, that's it.
And they did not go back. They left him in the elevator. And they went back to whatever room. And Jonah's here like, "Right?" Yeah. And they were all like, no.
That is the most white guy joke to kill the party.
We're going
to
blow each other. No.
But it's like, I think that's funny.
Wasn't funny. Yeah. Well, they did not.
Yeah, but
they did not
think that's
believe
funny.
Me. But I thought that was the funniest story that he told.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, God, that is hilarious.
That's
Jonah
funny.
And I like him. I like Jonah Hill.
I like Jonah Hill, too. But if he is an a-hole, I think that's fine.
It's possible.
Yeah.
You know who I think could be, actually, is Michael Cera, who I also like a lot.
Ooh, no. I refuse
you don't think
to believe
so?
That.
I do love I think he's
I love
great.
Michael Cera, dude.
I think he's great. But I could just see him not being, because he seems so innocent and
pure.
Yeah,
and he seems so unlike.
Yes.
Phased by the celebrity thing.
Maybe I'm wrong. I've always thought. I met Garth Brooks once, and he was as nice as he could possibly, and he's nice to everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that's either he's real or it's the greatest act of all, or he's a total faker. You know, he's a weirdo and a total faker.
Is he the biggest celebrity ever? Yeah.
He's a huge
You
celebrity.
Met John Elway.
I did meet John Elway. Okay. He wasn't that great to me either.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan. You know, I'm an enormous
fan.
But he wasn't that great to me. But
yeah, did he have a game coming up?
He was after the game.
Okay.
The game was over.
Yeah.
And I had his jersey on, and I was weighed 320 pounds. He's probably like, and it's 30. And he's probably like, "What are you doing, dude?"
On,
you know,
bro.
I was in the locker room where I shouldn't have been. You know, I somehow got access
there.
What is our top five this week also has to do with celebrity.
Yeah.
These are celebrity couples, the best five celebrity
couples. Best five celebrity couples.
Do you think how many celebrity couples end in divorce? It's like 85%.
A lot.
I'd say 90%.
A lot.
Like, who just got married? Oh, Millie Bobby Brown and Bon Jovi's,
John Bon Jovi's son.
What do you give it? 5 years?
Yes.
4 years?
I don't think they're going to stay at the test of time.
They're 20 years old.
Yeah.
They're never going to make it. We all know
it.
And
she's got her whole career ahead of her.
So does he.
And he's got his whole career.
We all know it.
Whatever his career is.
It's not going to make it. We know that.
No.
The over-under on that on DraftKings is four. 4 years.
4 years.
I think.
I'm taking the under.
At most. But the couples, these have made it, for the most part, on my list. The five couples that you think are the best celebrity couples. Do you think mostly a celebrity should marry a normal person, a normie?
No.
You don't think?
I think that celebrities marry celebrities because nobody else can relate
that. They don't know
what it's
like. And
I think when they go home, they have to talk to somebody about what they deal with, and somebody can go, "I know what you mean."
Is that how it fell apart totally for Tiger Woods?
He
married a normie.
He married a normie.
She didn't get it.
And then he started dating celebrities athletes after that.
Now, I don't know. He should never get married again.
No, I don't think so.
He should just
either.
Play the field.
You know who else shouldn't get married again? Jennifer Lopez.
Agreed.
Quit.
That just broke up.
Done.
That's done.
Be done with it.
Oh, I agree.
Was this divorce 7?
That's over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those two have gotten together a couple of times.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that either. Who's your fifth on the list?
Flavor Flav and Brigitte Nielsen.
I know them both.
Yeah.
I did not know they were a couple.
They're no longer a couple.
Okay.
I think they were married.
Okay.
They met on the cast of Surreal Life.
Yes.
A TV show. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
I've heard of it.
They used to bring a whole bunch of basically washed up celebrities into a house. They met.
Yep.
And they fell in love, and they had their own show.
And you liked?
And I loved it. They're no longer together, which is kind of understandable.
Doesn't bother me that they're no longer together.
Yeah. But they were married.
Yep.
But that's one of my favorite celebrity couples ever.
I would put Pitt and Aniston as the most gorgeous celebrity couple of all time.
Ooh.
Although some say he traded up when he went to Angelina Jolie. I disagree.
I disagree too.
I like Aniston better.
I think Aniston was more his type. A little
Agreed.
Bit more quirky.
They should have stayed together.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like, my God, have there ever been two more great looking people to be together?
Angelina Jolie's too serious.
I agree.
She does not seem fun.
Yeah. But, they didn't make it either.
Yeah.
Those two broke up too. Number five on my list is Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. together forever.
Good call.
Good couple. Yeah. You know, I like them both. I think they're fun.
Absolutely.
Who's your number four?
David and Victoria Beckham.
Oh, yes. They seem to have fun together.
Yes. I mean, and still married.
Yeah.
They've been together since they met, essentially.
I think they'll make it.
Yeah, I think they'll make it, too. And a lot of what I based this off of was if they were both famous.
Yeah.
I don't have one where, like, one was famous, the other was not famous.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like they both have to kind of be famous.
Well, then in my next one, probably won't allow that. My is Prince William and Kate Middleton. Oh,
That's fair. That's different, though.
We're such royal lovers in our house. My wife's such a royal fan that I'm going with that. And I just saw her at Wimbledon. She looks great. She's battling cancer. Good for her.
That's right. I forgot about that.
She looks good. I like him. I think he has done a good job, you know, his role growing up in the spotlight.
And he's set to be king, right?
He's next in line.
When homie passes.
We don't call him homie. We call him King Charles.
King Charles, yeah. That's what I forgot his name.
And he will pass. He's in his mid-70s. He's battling cancer.
Really? Okay.
Maybe late 70s, in fact. Of course, his mother lived to be almost 100.
Yes.
I think he's in his early to mid-70s, but 74, I think. She was, what, 94 when she died?
Yeah.
I mean, they live a long time. Because they never do anything.
Exactly.
Everything's brought to them. Cushy life. Very cushy life.
Wouldn't that be amazing? If everything brought to
it
you.
It would. Yeah, my friend Dave Aiken, doesn't think he even brushes his own teeth. He thinks as a King Charles.
Absolutely. 100%. No,
or
no.
He may not wipe his own bottom.
Yeah.
When did you ask me the question? Would I take $2 million to not have toilet? He'd be okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Just
he's got
in the
both.
Woods. He's got both.
He's got both.
Yeah, he's got enough money and he has no.
He does the poop in the toilet.
Right. What's your number three?
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill.
Oh, tremendous.
Yes, forever. Both have amazing careers.
Yeah, both rich.
Yes.
God, didn't they always say about, and I can't put this on my list, Brady and his superstar,
Giselle.
Yeah. Like she had more money than him, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Incredible. You know, 6 months ago, I might put them on the list, but can't now.
Can't do it now.
No, not after the roast. Not after the roast.
No, but like, I think they're a couple that,
they're great.
Yeah.
They're great. And they're both really talented. You're right. And one time he was on stage, she was close by. Somebody like grabbed his butt or front side. And she goes, "You don't be grabbing another woman's husband's balls."
Yeah.
She defended it. Good for her.
And I think that they actually like each other. I think that goes into it, too.
I agree.
I feel like they actually enjoy being around each other.
Now, here's a guy I think is very down to earth and really great. And I love his wife, too. John Krasinski and Emily Blunt.
Great pick.
Love them.
They're another couple that I actually believe
I agree.
Enjoy being around each other.
And I like him a lot. I didn't even watch The Office.
Yeah.
And I think he's a great.
I think you would love The Office. If you like him.
I do like him.
Yeah, okay.
And I like him in, he played Jack Ryan on that show. I liked that.
Yeah.
And I love Quiet Place.
Yes.
I think he's excellent in that.
And Emily Blunt's great. I mean, she's
great.
Fantastic as well.
I agree. I think she's fantastic in most everything she does, too. What's your number two?
This was a toss-up for me, but I'm going to go Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg.
Are they still together?
No, they were married.
I know.
And then I just think that's the most bizarre.
It is.
That's
a bizarre couple.
It was between that or Dolph Lundgren and Grace Jones.
Also bizarre. I don't see the two of them together. I don't know how
mm-mm. that came up.
Especially the Whoopi and Ted. I was really surprised.
Whoopi and Ted Danson. But I love the fact that they were together.
You know, when they were together, people don't realize he put on black makeup, like in blackface.
Really?
In the early 90s. They were doing some funny little thing, and he did it like at a press conference or something. And, you know, he'd get away with it because at that time. If he did it today, of course.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah.
But, he got away with it that time. I agree. Now he's with Mary Steenburgen.
That's
Has
right.
Been forever.
Yeah.
He's married another.
I don't even. Celebrity. It's Whoopi married. I don't think so.
I don't know about. Well, golly, I'd forgotten almost that they were together.
Yeah.
But for a while there.
They were there together for like 3 years, I think.
Married, I think.
Yeah. They were married.
They were together for sure. Now, this is old school. You won't know them. Paul Newman, Joanne Woodward. Wonderful.
Okay.
You know Newman.
No Newman.
Well, Joanne Woodward is an actress, but she's not nearly as famous as him.
Okay.
But they were married 50 years.
Really?
And recently, I think she may have passed, but recently his daughter revealed that they had like a room off their bedroom that was made for just like wild sex. And they had it all the time. And they were very sexual with each other. And the kids were never allowed to go in that room, and the door was always locked. It was their like sex play.
Yeah.
They had all their toys and everything. But nobody ever knew
Why not? Yeah.
Whatever. You're Paul Newman. Yeah. Do what you want.
She matched his freak. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Who's your number one best couple celebrity?
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of them.
I don't think that there is a better, more powerful celebrity couple. They've had their ups and downs.
No, you're right.
But, I mean...
Well, they're as powerful as it can get.
Exactly. Like, I really don't think that as far...
I think she's more powerful than him, but it's close. Or am I wrong?
It's very close.
Am I wrong?
I think you're maybe a little... But it's close.
I mean, I know more about her than him.
Yeah. I think he's...
He's big. That's a big couple. That's a big couple. I put Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Of course.
Of course
I did.
I mean,
do I do that? Because I'm a 53-year-old white man, exactly. Of course. That's why I do that.
That's a great choice. They've been together forever.
I get texts from her. Know,
exactly.
I started getting texts from her during COVID. Rita Wilson texted me and said, "Hey, it's Rita. I hope you're doing okay during COVID." I was like, "Yeah, yeah."
What'd you say?
I said, "Do you want to sign up for my text?" I was like, "Yeah." Hell so now every 6 months, she texts me and it's like, "Hey, it's Rita." I'm like, "Rita who?" And she's like, "Hey, have you heard my new CD?" I was like, "What is she talking about?
When did she start making music?"
I don't know. I don't know. I know nothing about her. Yeah. I think they're a good couple. Yeah. I think he's a little bit of a jerk behind the scenes, but he's a good. I think they're a good couple.
And they got great kids too.
Yeah, they do.
Oh my gosh, Chet,
unbelievable,
just a gem.
Oh, wonderful.
Apple fart didn't fall from the tree there.
Whew, you never claim him. No. I know that. You never.
He's
claim
my favorite.
Him.
Hanks, Chet.
Me too.
Yeah, definitely. Love Chet.
That's it. That was a good list. I like this.
Yeah.
You know what? We didn't have to go all political and blah, blah, blah.
No.
I mean, you had your crazy conspiracy theory.
This was a fun episode.
It's very crazy parts, but I thought it was a fun episode, too. Again next week, The Square and the Round.